When one can see things clearly, or when one can see clearly how our mundane mind reacts, stir and oscillate between the dualities of sensual desire and ill will, even to wrong view, leading to habitual tendency, then wisdom will keep on arising. This unique quote 100, you can only do when you have stability of mindfulness, when the sampajana is very stable. Otherwise, you can't. That's why everything boils down to understanding meditation. What is meditation? To be in a meditative state means you must develop heedfulness. And from heedfulness, all this come about. That's why the first thing you have to train is to develop heedfulness. Whatever that don't lead to heedfulness is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Because that statement, Dhammapada verse 21, is very clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead, so you don't stand a chance. Yeah. So these are very important understanding. You see, all of meditation center on developing this ability to be aware. Means you have to silence your mind from that what they call active existential world, phenomenal world of consciousness. You need to silence all this and let it return to the inner awareness nature. The first thing to come out from that source, you can call this by whatever name that you want, your true nature, your original nature, oneness nature, or pure Buddha nature. Or some people call it the source of Nibbana, or singularity, or whatever. And some even call it God. Is how you understand it. God in the sense, this is the deathless, eternal. But it's not a being. You have to understand, there is a big difference. Then the first thing to come out is, you need a form and mind for it to arise. And the first thing to come out is the pure awareness. And this pure awareness is what our true nature is. Our original nature is from here, we manifest. But because of this mundane mind, this one create mundane thinking very fast. That's why you cannot develop the understanding of it. Because the moment you are born, you are so conditioned to develop this mundane thinking, mundane activity, then your brain, your memory, from there, the conditioning starts. Then you accumulate all the knowledge, you accumulate all the experience of life, good and bad. And this is how your brain, your memory, create all the delusion and entanglement, the wrong view. Then from there, through your senses and your consciousness trapped inside the mundane mind, you create the 18 sense line, which manifests into the phenomenal world of consciousness. So to meditate is to understand this movement from here out to here. And most people, they hardly understand here, the source, because they can't even be here, the pure awareness. That's why the pure awareness is where sati is. Without thought, this nature is there. Because this nature was there all along before thought arise. That's why the Buddha came to the clear understanding. He said, mind, this mundane mind, is a forerunner of all things. When this mundane mind arises, all things arise, the phenomenal world. Realize this in the meditation. See the creative process, how it happens. When you are with the pure awareness, very stable, you can see the movement into thought process very fast. Then how from the thought process, through your senses, you manifest the phenomenal world of consciousness, the seeing, the hearing, the smell, the taste, the tactile, and the thought process. Here, when I describe, it appear to you very easy to understand. But when you are living as a human being or living being, living life, when you are here, you become here. And this is the one that create the what they call delusion to entice you. This is where it lure you, the existential world, the phenomenal world of consciousness. This is where everything happens. And living beings are lost in here. That's why when you are here, everything becomes concept, idea, and thought process. It's no longer consciousness. Understand? Because the moment you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel and think, you think, sankara sanya, then you experience, then you stir your mind, you create the emotion. That's how you get entangled here. So this is what they call the conditioned world. You get conditioned, entangled into suffering, into affliction. So not able to see this clearly leads to attachment, clinging, grasping, and holding on to things. That's how suffering manifests. But when you are aware from here, you can see how you fall, how from the mundane mind it creates all this wrong view, wrong thought, attachment, entanglement. And through this understanding, you can straighten your view so that you learn how to see things as they are and not get entangled. So the basis of meditation is to have this ability to see all this clearly, then retrospectively reverse it, because you know how you get yourself entangled. So when you have the clear understanding, the awareness that has the direct seeing and awakening will realize the delusion, that you will liberate and free. Then this phenomenal world of consciousness and form, they fail to have any power over you. That's how the whole thing collapses in front of you. Then you understand very clearly there is a form and mind, a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this existential world to live life. And then you know how to use it to live life. But this one is not you. This one is dependent, originating, condition arising, karmically conditional through the karmic, karmically conditional. This living being or human being is not you. It's not a permanent and changing entity. Understanding this is wisdom, the purpose of meditation. So, can see. Yeah. Then the other thing is, when you develop this ability to be here, pure awareness, you use it to cultivate heedfulness. You use it to actually develop the direct seeing, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Then the wisdom that manifests will liberate the mundane mind. Then this mundane mind that realizes itself will cease. Where it knows. This one is not a reality. This one is actually the one that creates havoc when you don't have Dhamma. When you have Dhamma, this one listen to you. You want it to be silent, aware, it will just do that. Then it will cease. It realizes itself, cease. Then it reaches here. When you are here, you can develop the sainthood and enlightenment. The initial first stage of sainthood, Suttapannaship, Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood, then Anagami and Arahanta. This one very easy. But to go further, to develop the higher cultivation, which is the Bodhisattva way, you cannot just have a glimpse of it or just develop the ability to be with the pure awareness. You need to stabilize it. Then finally, if you want to go the Bodhisattva way, you need to actually realize the gateway. You need to actually develop the stability of mindfulness and stay at the heart area and let that nature detect the gateway into our pure nature within. And that movement is the Bodhisattva way cultivation, which is the higher cultivation. And once you develop that, this awareness nature become more and more prominent, more and more stable. Then the internal transformation, which is based on the four support, which is trust, becomes very, very clear. And then from that movement, the five stages of Bodhi mind development, you can understand them. How from the first stage of Bodhi mind development, where you initially develop the aspiration to plant the Bodhi mind, to go this way and take the vow. Then from there, you develop all the understanding, the wisdom part, to actually develop the Bodhi mind that enable you to free from suffering, means endure and severe all suffering. Then after that, the Bodhi mind that illuminate that nature, that one you need to cultivate, the Bodhisattva way. Otherwise, you cannot do it. Then the Bodhi mind that illuminate the nature very clearly is when the Bodhisattva has detected the gateway and go through the transformation, then the whole nature become very, very clear. Very, very, like, they call it very beautiful. Words cannot describe it. That nature is beyond words, beyond thought. And that one keep on evolving, transforming. And that one keep on developing the wisdom. But as the process go on, your wisdom energy develop until it's very, very fine. Until it has reached the level of what they call fineness, that the mundane mind is too gross to remain inside that. That's how the mundane mind collapse. When the mundane mind collapse, that pure nature shine forth. That's why it illuminates that nature. That's why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva under the Prajnaparamita Sutta, he actually recited it. When he was cultivating the Prajnaparamita Sutta, he illuminated the five skandhas and realized they were all empty. Means he realized the third stage of Bodhi mind development, means that nature become very clear. Then when you are there with that understanding, that nature's clarity, this five area of form in mind become very clear to you. That he realized they were all empty, not real, not a permanent engineer, no reality at all. And then this one is not a being, it cannot come out and live like you will also know as a cultivator. So this is how the whole of cultivation can be understood when you draw it in simple, what they call formation, the four stages of creation. Means from the source, the first thing to come out is a pure awareness. That this pure awareness nature need to be developed. Whether it's a sinhood way or the Bodhisattva way, this one, a lot of work is to be done. This is your true mind, your meditative mind, your silent mind. And this one, very few people can understand or do, or can come to. And for us who have this understanding, you better go all out to develop it. Then when you develop it, you will understand the true meaning of living being, your essence. Yeah, this one will take you back to here. When this one develop the clear understanding, it will cease. The pure awareness nature also will cease. Then you merge with the source. And then only you can understand what this thing is. But when you are inside there is no word, nothing. That's how you cannot talk about, you cannot do that. But the moment it come out again, you can see this process coming out. Then how from here it create this and create this? You can see it very clearly when you go to Nibbana. The whole process of cessation means you come to know how all this creation return and cease. Then from there, because you're not time to die yet, your aggregates are still there, your coming life force, everything is still there. That's why they call it the Arahant with residue. Means the five aggregate, they are still there. You're not supposed to parinibbana yet. And because of that, this one can come out again. It's just like creation during the coming. What we call it, the first arising of this pure awareness from the primordial nature. Then from here, how it actually falls and become what it is over eons and eons of birth and death. And this is what samsara is. So ability to return and realize the cessation of form and mind, leading to the realization of Nibbana, where the pure awareness also ceases, is what enlightenment is all about. And after that, if you are not supposed to die yet, means not supposed to parinibbana yet, then this one can come out. When it come out, depends. It's not for you to decide. Where is the unconditioned? But you will know how to know. When it come out, the first thing that will arise is the pure awareness. That's why you see very clearly. This one manifests first. So when the pure awareness manifests, I still remember. From here, the consciousness, everything came back. Yeah. But that consciousness inside there is pure. Pure. That is split into three. One part of the consciousness go to the brain. One part go to the tantra. The other one go to the heart area. And then it starts to animate you into a living being or human being for our case. So the first one that I can recall is during that time in 1989. Here the brain, when the whole thing ceases, when you go through the cessation of form and mind, when you realize Nibbana, your whole brain here, the activity of like cease. There is no movement at all. Completely no movement, but you are not dead. Yeah. Then I remember when the nature came out, the first one that came out, the pure awareness, then with the consciousness, it split into three. The moment that awareness or consciousness come out of the brain, this one is like animated, zoom, like a dynamo like that it start to function again. And then you can see the activity, the movement. But initially, it's very slow. Slow. Very slow. Then, at the heart area, same. The heartbeat, everything, they return. Then the tantien to move all this, they call it the earthly mundane energy that you need for living, for doing whatever the human being need to do is from here. And this one is the heart is also responsible for your emotion, everything, the conscience, everything also here. But that here, up here is memory. Yeah. So you can see them clearly. Then after that, how the senses, they slowly, slowly come in. And upon contact with the respective sense bases, how it trigger off the paticca samuppada, the dwelling, how your mind, how it actually goes to the brain, the memory, to actually retrieve and input the content. But before you have the Dhamma, the heedless, wrong thought, everything will go in. But after you come out from that realization, your understanding is there, it becomes very different. Then it's like you know it's coming already. The creation process starting already. That's why I share with you all. When I came down from Cameron Highland, 1989, I was in the bus. I saw how the sense data coming, like slow motion, slowly. Then how it starts to actually develop the movement and create the manifestation of the mundane activity again. Means how I go back to normal human consciousness again. Initially, it's very deep inside. Then when it came out, it was still like very deep. Then how all this manifests and start happening. Then after that, how I came out of the meditation, then how I came out of the retreat. I saw them all. That's why I can understand what happened, and I can now share and teach you all, is because the thing that happened at that time was so clear, so vivid, so beautiful. And all the link, everything is very clear. It's like everything like slow motion for you to see. And that clarity is, that's why that nature is very different, very beautiful. That pure awareness nature, that thing that came out and manifest. But most of living being cannot even be there. Not to say to experience what happened. The whole process of coming out. That's why they say, after you go in, you come out, you become very different. Then whatever people tell you, you won't believe them anymore. Yeah, you know what that thing is. He know you, he know me. There is no such thing as a being inside that. Nothing. It's just that pure nature's movement, activity. And the phenomenal world is just like an illusionary world. Just like the Buddha's analogy. Consciousness is like a magician. Illusionist. Create illusion. Then the five aggregate is exactly like what the Buddha shared. He said form is like foam. No reality. Appear very solid but disperse very fast, the four elements. That's how you go through birth, old age, sickness and death. And feeling is like bubble, pop, gone, pop, gone. All your feeling, you don't believe me, when you are mindful, aware, when you are sick or whatever, with injury or whatever unpleasant sensation, you be mindful. You realize moment to moment, moment to, nobody inside there to feel. Nothing. It's just paticca sammupanna, dependent origin. Depending on you. Upon contact, feeling arise. But when you have the wisdom, feeling can remain as pure feeling. It doesn't condition craving. And you can see that very clearly. That's why the analogy was very beautiful, what the Buddha gave. Then perception is like a mirage in the desert. No reality. Every image you create through your seeing consciousness, like very real, isn't it? Like I say, open your eye. Everything within your senses, within your seeing consciousness, appear like created radio, like very real, very solid. And it's not. You can see the color, shape, and form, everything. Then you can like describe it, utao wei and all those things. But is there any reality? The moment you close your eye, this whole creation is gone. That's why I just say image. Like a mirage, appears so real, but you cannot own it, cannot hold on to it. Well, all these are dependent originating. And the only reality is within the moment. And how stable is the moment? Split second is gone, split second is gone. That's why I say everything can only be recalled to memory. Wang si zi nen hui wei. No reality. It's just an image, consciousness. And through the brain, the memory, you perceive it. How real can perception be? That's why I say like a projector creating the film show on the screen. It's blank, actually. Nothing is there. But when you are watching that show, the video or the film show, it's like so real, you know? The sound effect, the color, everything, the manifestation. That is what delusion is when you don't have the Dhamma understanding, the direct seeing and the understanding of what happened in life. Then, of course, Sankara is the most difficult to understand. But that one keep on manifesting. All of your mind states, all of your mental activity and thinking, your planning, your scheming, your mental intention, they are all part of sankhara. Everything that your mind can do. The magician, after the magic come out, the consciousness appear, the brain through its sankhara activity input the content and create the meaning inside the phenomenal world of consciousness. Initially, like the Buddha said, in the seeing is just a seeing consciousness, no one to see, no story, understand? Like the baby, pure seeing, pure hearing, pure smell, pure taste, pure tactile, and pure thought, no content. Can you be in that state? Only enlightened being can be in that state. Normal living being, you know. Okay? So today, I think enough. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.